49 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's a Thursday, 31st day of July. Bob Grammons along. Tyler Grayton, he's the marketing manager for Weatherby. Joining me right now because we are going to have a fun event tomorrow afternoon starting at 4 o'clock. Tyler?
Yeah, we got our third annual Weatherby Film Fest.
Nice.
It just feels like every year it starts gets bigger and better every year, so... Last year, we had a great turnout, and this year, we're trying to step up our game. We were actually able to get the city to let us close down Brundage Street, so we moved it from the middle of the week to a Friday, and we're going to close down Brundage around 4. We'll have food trucks. We'll have conservation organizations there running raffles to win guns. We're going to have Blacktooth Brewery there, too, serving beer. And then we'll have some legends in the hunting industry joining us. They're going to share some films, but on the pre-party stuff, we're going to do a meet and greet. So we have Casey Butler from Hushin, and then we have Remy Warren from Live Wild. So he's an adventure hunter, pretty awesome guy.
That's going to be fun. Those they'll be there, and you'll be able to meander around and talk with the conservation groups and do some meet and greet, and that'll be at 4 o'clock pre-show. On Brundage, they'll shut Brundage down, and then 7 o'clock, you got some movie shorts. So it's not one big one; it's four different ones.
We have four short films this year. They all range from 20 to 35 minutes. Mm-hmm. First one is going to be a Hawaii axis deer hunt. My boss Luke Torkeldsen went with the Hush guys to Hawaii to do some product testing, so you'll get some sneak peeks of what we're doing there at Weatherby.
Wow!
And then the University of Wyoming is going to share a rangeland management film. Brian Mueller, he runs the ag extension here just outside of town. Right. So they're going to be talking about invasive grasses and how that's not good for rangeland ranchers, hunters, everyone. So that will be a fun one. And then Remy Warren's going to have a sweet elk hunt. It's a beautiful bull from Nevada. Pretty awesome. And then our Weatherby produced film is one of my good friends at work. One of our Weatherby employees drew a once-in-a-lifetime bison tag in the Tetons. So he let us follow him around, and it's a pretty epic story.
That is a once-in-a-lifetime to be able to draw a tag like that.
Yeah, and in Wyoming, the way they do it, once you draw it, you can never draw it again, whether you kill or don't kill.
Right,
so it's pretty interesting film on that one.
All right. And those four shorts are going to be starting 7 o'clock sharp on that. Now, let's talk about raffles. Wow. You got a lineup there, Tyler.
Yeah, there's going to be plenty of opportunities to win some Weatherby guns and some non-Weatherby guns from our conservation partners. So each year we kind of try to make this event about local conservation as well. So we donate our Alpine WY rifles to a bunch of Wyoming organizations. So Muley Fanatics will be there, Wyoming Wild Sheep, Wyoming Mule Deer, Wyoming Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Pheasants Forever, Sheridan, Johnson County. We donated rifles to all. Oh, and Wyoming Ducks Unlimited. So we donated rifles to all of them to let them run raffles. So when you show up from that 4 to 7 time period, they'll have tents and you'll be able to go and play some games and try to win some guns.
Right.
And it was pretty awesome. Last year, we raised around $40,000 for Wyoming conservation.
Wow.
So pretty cool to keep that money local, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk about that photo contest that you had. That's done now, but tell us a little bit about how that got going and what's that entails.
Yeah, we wanted to try to include everyone, even people who couldn't make it to the film fest. So we did a photo contest where people could submit photos ahead of time. So we narrowed it down to 3 really awesome photos. They won kind of their categories, but we're going to let the audience vote and pick an overall winner. So we do that each year, and it should be fun. We'll kind of gauge the room and see which photo actually wins.
We suggest you buy your tickets online today.
Yeah.
Right away.
I would buy your tickets at the Wild Box office or wildtheater.com ahead of time. Last year, we almost sold out, and we're a little bit ahead of schedule from where we were last year. So if you want to make sure you get your ticket, I would get it today. You'll save a few bucks if you buy it early, too.
Okay. Wildtheater.com is the website to go to and suggest you do so today, because chances are it's going to be a sellout, and then you won't have a chance to do this. You know, it's really cool that this is the third annual. It just took off from the very first year on, the whole film festival.
Yeah, the first year was just kind of like a last-minute kind of throw-together. Felt like we had all of our friends and just employees show up, and it was fun. And then last year, it kind of just started taking off. So this year should be fun. it's always fun when we can invite some of our partners from the hunting industry to come and show some of their films, see our films. And we just like to be a part of the community.
Right. And the thing with it is, Tyler, what an opportunity for folks to have that many conservation groups at one time in one area that you can visit with.
Yeah, a lot of times they get pretty segmented. You'll go to their banquet that year, but being able to have all five or six Wyoming conservation groups together in one place is kind of fun and unique.
Yeah, right. And these new films, and you can these films that are going to be coming out, are this the first time these films have been released then?
Yeah, so all four films, they've never been released to the public.
Wow.
They will get released shortly after, but you'll get sneak peeks. We're even doing kind of a pre-launch of a new rifle that people haven't even seen before. So
tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, just a couple little sneak peeks is we're launching a new rifle with Remy. So this will be the first time we're not launching it to the rest of the world. Only Sheridan will know about this for the first couple of days. And then we'll launch it to the world next week. So you'll get a little sneak peek and maybe a chance to win one.
Chance to win one. Can they buy one?
They'll be able to buy one too. Yeah.
Because once they see it, they're probably going to go, yeah, well, if I didn't win it, I want to get one.
Yeah, they'll be able to buy it, but there'll be a good chance to win one. We've got a couple. So even when you just buy your entrance ticket, that'll be a raffle to win a couple Weatherby guns that are not with the conservation organization.
Right. That's awesome. All right. It's a third annual Weatherby Film Festival. 4 o'clock pre-show, and you got 3 hours of that, so it'll give you some time to visit with all the groups and meet and greet a little bit.
Yeah, on that pre-show, you can kind of come and go as you want. You don't need a ticket for that, so even if you're like, man, I can't stay up past 7 o'clock, you can come to the pre-show. There's going to be food trucks, beer, and it's going to be a good time.
Films, raffles, chance to win some firearms, and all kinds of fun merchandise. And get your tickets, okay? Now, today, online, wildtheater.com. And if you just happen to be downtown, you want to stop by the Wild Theater box office. I believe they open at around noontime. And you can stop by the Wild Theater and get your tickets to this third annual Weatherby Film Festival. Pretty much guarantee it's going to be a sellout, folks. So you're going to definitely want to do that as soon as possible. Tyler is the marketing manager for Weatherby. He's been here 3 years and just loving Wyoming.
Yeah, Wyoming's a pretty special place.
All right. Tyler, thanks for stopping by on the show this morning, and best of luck to you tomorrow afternoon. It'll be a fun day. And it looks like the weather is going to be mid-80s.
Yeah, the weather's going to be good. It looks like we've been getting these little pop-up thunderstorms. Just checking the weather real quick. Looked like they should hold off for the pre-party, so we should be in good shape.
You'll be in good shape. Again, thanks for coming in this morning, Tyler, and joining me on the show.
Yep. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Tyler Grayton, marketing manager for Weatherby. Tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock, you're going to want to get your tickets online at the Wild Theater box office, wildtheater.com, and a chance to win some great firearms and prizes and fun times and vote for the photo contest, and it'll just be an all-around great time. So tomorrow afternoon, they'll close Brundage down for a few hours, and you can enjoy all of the festivities with the third annual Weatherby Film Festival.
It's the dog days.
It's 3 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and we will have Fox News on the way. And James will have Swap Shop in the 8 o'clock hour. So we got that going on, all right? Sunshine today. Scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Now, those might get a little nasty for us this afternoon and into the tonight hours. And the highs will be in the mid-80s. Fox News on the way.